Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this day and every day for your wellness radio, brought to you over a dozen years for this community.
I know.
Of Valley. Just keeps, eventually I'm going to say 13 years, but until I get an accurate total. So you could always email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And tell us how many years we've been on the air, okay?
Or, and also, if you want to see our past radio shows, you can always access our podcast at kxoradio.com, www.kxoradio.com, yeah, to be exact.
We're about 3 years of shows lurk now, instead of a dozen, but the last 3 years have been good years, so some great shows back there.
Yeah.
All right. That clears the table. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much for listening. We are pleased to present today. We have, it's going to do
it
every
single time. He's an
awesome. I'm going to stop on this name every single time. It is Maria.
Correct.
Hornbacher. And it's not her familiarity, because I've read all of her books. It's Maria Maria. So it's Maria. Hornbacher, and she's an award-winning author, and she's a journalist, lecturer, and a professor of writing. There's like a small cadre of people who really write about mental health in ways that no one else can. And I put Maria right up there in that Kate Millett category of just, boy, you got this.
Wow, thank you.
And so we get to talk today, and we get to talk about the process of your life, I guess, and the process of your writing, and what you see coming up in the future, too. I think your attention to the detail of what it's like to be a human gives you kind of a unique perspective that may be really interesting on the show today.
I hope so.
So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Wasted. I remember reading Wasted, and I got to the end of the book, and it felt like the ink was still wet at the end. It felt like you just put down the pen. And Wasted, and it was a memoir of anorexia and bulimia. Has Wasted stood the test of time? Do you get the sense that people still feel like the ink is wet on a book that was written almost 20 years ago?
I know, isn't that crazy? I think I think in some ways it has stood the test of time in a disconcerting way. Eating disorders are as, if not more prevalent now than they were when that book came out in 1998. That's distressing to me. When I wrote that book, they weren't spoken of. They were very hush-hush. We didn't know very much about them. And I don't like to say this, but we don't know very much about them now. We don't know how to treat them very effectively, and they are still rampant. So that's distressing. In that sense, the book has stood the test of time. What I did not know at that time was that we would have the internet one day, and that the internet would create such a wildfire effect in terms of spreading misinformation about eating disorders and about body and about health. I don't think I could possibly have foreseen the damaging impact of all that misinformation on the rise of eating disorders. And so I think the book remains relevant. I think there needs to be a great deal of work still done in the field, and we have a long way to go with that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.